Some Congress members are being contacted more than others. Democratic Senator Herb Cole's office reports a high number, about 2,000 emails, calls, and letters a week. Democratic Senator Russ Feingold says he's getting an exceptional amount of contacts, about 8,000 since August 1st. Both say a huge majority of the contacts oppose war. Feingold says it appears nearly everyone thinks war is a bad idea right now.
I know there are people that are in favor of it, but they've been very quiet, and I just wonder how these polls could be accurate that suggest that 70% of the people in the country are for this invasion, because it sure doesn't feel like that, and I've traveled to every part of the state.
Republican Representative David Sensenbrenner is receiving a medium flow of contacts, with about a 50-50 split from his southeastern Wisconsin constituents on the war issue. The office of his fellow Republican Tom Petri has also been getting a moderate number of calls and letters from Petri's district in central and eastern Wisconsin. His press secretary, Neil Wright, says about 300 people have made contact. Almost all oppose war. Wright points out, for any issue, people opposed to it are more likely to call or write. But still, Wright says, Petri, while traveling around the district, has met a lot of people with concerns.
He's well aware that people in Wisconsin, in the 6th district, have a lot of questions about this and want to be assured that we're doing the right thing before we actually do something.
The office of Republican Representative Paul Ryan of Janesville reports a moderate amount of communication, too, with the rate of anti-war feeling at about 70 to 80%. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.